mostly higher as the week got off to a mixed start. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.
Conservative Theological University now offers a bachelor's degree in ministry leadership. This is a 48-hour certified degree program designed for pastors. Ministry workers over 50 years of age with over 5 years of ministry service, call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Please leave your name and contact info to schedule your personal interview. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, let me remind you, all of our listeners, that we have orientation and the first night's class for the spring semester, Conservative Theological University, on campus this evening at 5:30. We're inviting every one of our listeners, any one of you that would like to take a theology or Bible course online. We're offering, for example, New Testament Survey, Old Testament Survey, Bible Doctrines 1, Bible Doctrines 2, etc., out of our whole repertoire of online courses. We're offering a free course this semester. You buy your textbook. You need to fill out your registration form. It's 5:30 this afternoon. Come, register. You can sit at home, sit in your office, at your desk at home, wherever you may be, and do your course, a free course from Conservative Theological University, to let you see who we are, what we're doing, and perhaps interest you into further studies with Conservative Theological University. That's at 5:30 this evening, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, right here on the university campus. Looking forward to seeing you then. Love to have you take one of our free courses just to introduce you to the quality of Conservative Theological University courses. Thank you for your response, and looking forward to seeing you at 5:30 this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, is President Trump a danger to our democracy? We have those that are saying that he is. In fact, Joe Biden himself just got through calling President Trump despicable, a danger to democracy. I don't know anything that's any more, more comical, if you want to put it that way, than to make that statement. Before we take our next caller, let me just read you a headline. A letter says Trump is a danger to our democracy. It's being picked up, promulgated by the socialist Marxist media and by others. This is by an individual that never heard of, and I'll not call his name, but it was written to one of the major newspapers in America as a letter to the editor. And it says Donald J. Trump is not running for president. He's running for president for life, an office that does not exist in our democracy. Now, let me just pause for a moment. Why would you say Trump is running for the office of president for life? What does that mean? How do you come up with such an onerous, twisted statement? And they're going on to say that office does not exist in our democracy. This writer continues, in his mentally distorted mind game, he, speaking of Trump, views himself as the unaccountable ruler of this nation. He is apparently from his rhetoric, it is apparent from his rhetoric and actions that he believes he has the right to do whatever he chooses. and to make him make laws at his every whim. He is perceived enemies, the nation's enemies, and our current rule of law and system of checks and balances are to be subverted and violated with impunity. Further, this writer states, he's not a healthy democracy, constitutional abiding candidate, and he will demonstrate to the world that we are not healthy if we allow him to run for any office. Listen, if we allow him to run for any office, much less the highest office in beloved America, Donald Trump is not running for president to enable us to build on what he has accomplished. His dark fantasy would snuff out our shining light of democracy and cast us into the dark ages of dictatorial dementia, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all made up out of whole cloth. That's all the figment of the imagination of a distorted, disturbed individual. This is the reason we go back to this scripture in Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over to the question or comment, please.
Yes, my comment is about the term republic. Ever since I came to the USA in 1960, I have been hearing the term banana republic. Mm-hmm. That was in reference to Latin American countries, anything south of the border. Well, maybe 60, 70 years ago, that was true. But today, the term banana republic, I believe, applies more to those countries north of the Mexican border, meaning the USA and Canada. They are the banana republics. They are where there is more corruption and oppression than any other place in Latin America. I don't know how well your listeners listen to Spanish-speaking news and the politics in Latin America, but I do, because I am bilingual, of course. And I hear that we are electing in South America and Mexico, south of the border, conservative and even libertarian presidents. This is the way it is in Ecuador, Paraguay, Argentina, Chile, El Salvador. And some of these presidents, fairly new, they like Trump. Trump likes them. They express their opinion of Trump in Spanish, and they clearly say that they admire Trump. Now, how come in those banana republics they can elect conservative presidents, and here in the USA we have rigged elections, crooked elections, and nobody complains? Tell you why. Because in those countries they have opposition parties, and here we have the uniparty. Republicans and Democrats are the same. They are both against the American people. They are self-serving, crooked politicians.
Derby, you're exactly right. When you go back to when Trump was elected in 2016, when he's in office January of 2016, January 2017 and 18, we, the conservatives, i.e. the Republicans, had the Oval Office, the Senate, and the House. But Paul Ryan and one other person, his name eludes me now, Mitch McConnell was part of it, but the most recent Speaker of the House, between those two, they prevented Trump from carrying out the ideal of clearing the swamp, cleaning house. They prevented him from doing everything that he wanted to do, and now the mindset is, well, Trump didn't do all that he said that he was going to do. We're hearing that mantra from our own governor, Ron DeSantis, which I am saddened to see him fall into that trap. We're hearing that mantra from Nikki Haley, saying that Trump didn't do all that he claimed that he was going to do. He didn't build the wall. He didn't secure the border, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's because those that were McCarthy and Paul Renner prevented him from doing that, would not allow him to carry it out. So you're exactly right. We're watching a uniparty. In fact, I've said many, many times in the most recent years that the only difference in the Republicans and the Democrats behind the door is simply the title that's on the door. the D or the R. It's not what they're doing, because both of them, both parties, are doing the same thing. But one of the questions that I have for you, Derby, when we see this mantra, this rhetoric, that Trump is a danger to the democracy, what kind of danger can we identify? What did he do that was such a danger? We had the best economy in the world. We were self-sufficient in oil production. We had low inflation, or almost no inflation. We were not caught up in any wars under the Trump administration. China, Russia, North Korea, Syria, and Iran were not testing America's resolve for peace by power, but now that is taking place. Under the Trump administration, Americans were not being traced and tracked and censored and punished because of their political position. Faith, family, and our freedom prevailed in America. Christians were not called domestic terrorists under the Trump administration. So by what measure, what kind of evidence do we have, do the Marxist media on the left, what do they have as evidence for what they're saying? Is it made up out of whole cloth, or is there any evidence to what they're saying that he's a danger to democracy?
Well, I believe Trump is a danger to the corrupt, complicit Republican Party. That's what is wrong with him. That's and right. Let me add that even in Eastern Europe, the former Soviet communist nations that are now independent, they are more conservative than the USA today. And people are fleeing to those countries as well. People who leave South America to go to Poland, because Poland is against open immigration. And here we have our own politicians putting illegal, low-class, good-for-nothing migrants, for illegal aliens, ahead of the American citizen. It's inconceivable.
That's the invaders.
And the Supreme Court is silent. They say nothing about what, how they are abusing the American people in the Texas and Arizona border states. It just makes me so mad that the Republican Party is so impotent to think that the strongest nation in the world cannot keep a few unarmed or millions of unarmed men, women, and children from crossing the border. What is the army for? And the military, to protect our borders. Well, they are not protecting our borders. Maybe our the enlisted men are okay, but the leadership of the Army and the Navy, the Air Force, they are complicit with the Democrats, because they are doing nothing to protect our borders. All of them should
absolutely
be.
Absolutely. Derby, when you see the governor of the state of Texas spending billions of dollars out of Texans' tax money in order to secure the Texas border, they put up the razor wire, and then the Biden administration, through the DOJ, orders the Border Patrol to chop the razor wire and remove it. When the governor of Texas tried to put the, how would you say, the barrier in the middle of the water to prevent them from, the invaders from crossing, the federal government, through Joe Biden, ordered it to be removed. Now, the administration in Texas are putting in their own guards and security for the border, and now the DOJ has filed suit against the governor of the state of Texas, saying that the immigration laws are not left to the individual states to enforce. They're trying to stop that. So you're exactly right. The courts are silent, especially the Supreme Court, the extreme court, silent, not doing anything to protect America's sovereignty. But as a result of the rhetoric, Derby, that we're hearing about the threat to democracy, it's permeated now society to the point that the latest survey, let me read to you and get your take on it. 6 in 10 Americans say the U.S. democracy is in crisis as the big lie takes its roots. A new survey poll finds that 64% of Americans believe that U.S. democracy is in crisis and at risk of failing. 2/3 of the GOP respondents agree with the verifiable false claims that voter fraud helped Joe Biden win the 2020 election, a key pillar of the big lie that the election was stolen from the former president, Donald J. Trump. This is the bottom line. Overall, 70% of the poll respondents agree that our country is in crisis and at risk of failing, end quote. Now, the question that I ask you, Derby, is it because of the rhetoric that they keep, the general public keeps hearing, that our democracy is at risk, our democracy is at risk? Do they believe that because they think something is wrong with Trump? Or is it the fact that our nation is at risk of failing? Our nation is at risk of being taken over and destroyed. What's your take on that?
Well, our nation has been already taken over by the Communist Party. That's all there is to it. And the humanitarian crisis we have at the border, yes, it is against the border states, the small towns along the border of Mexico. They are the ones suffering. I do not care what happens to people from all over the world who go through Mexico and then jump across to our country, our border. No, they should be sent back right away. And if they don't want to, it doesn't matter. We just push them back. Why waste time and money registering, cataloging whoever is crossing the border, taking all the info? Well, nothing will happen. We need Operation Wetback to round up everybody illegal, even those who came over 20 years ago who are illegal, who are here working under a fake Social Security number. Well, that is called identity theft, and that is a federal crime. Why don't we prosecute them, remove all, take away all their assets, and send them back penniless the way they came, and put all these illegal aliens to work to compensate the American citizen that has been paying for their welfare, undeserved welfare? I am tired of providing for illegal aliens. I don't mind paying taxes for Americans.
Well, Debbie, just look at what's happening in New York, where they're pushing students out of school, forcing them to go to classes remotely in order to have housing for the invaders that are coming in. In fact, I'm told that somewhere between 9 and 11 million invaders have crossed the border under the Biden administration, and yet the Biden administration now, with their talking heads, are saying that because America's not reproducing, we're not able to keep up with society as we need to run the ships, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, of organized business and so forth, that we need those illegal invaders to come in. Of course, they're not calling them that. They're calling them undocumented workers. And so the mindset is that we're doing this for economic purposes. But, Derby, it is my most humble opinion that the Biden administration, with their what we see as a loosey-goosey attitude for the border, it's not a happenstance or a mistake. They're doing it purposely because, listen, Derby, and you give me your take on it, and I'll let you go. But I believe that they're setting the stage for all of these 9 to 11 million invaders to vote in November of this year in the presidential election. What are your thoughts?
Yes, you're right. And concerning the election, the Democrats will cheat again. That's all there is to it. If you don't think so, I think you're very naive. Trump might get elected in Argentina, but not in the USA, because the corruption, the voting machines, the complicit Republicans, the complicit news media, they are against Trump. So it's going to be very difficult for Trump to win re-election. In an honest, fair election, of course he wins hands down. But the way things are with the corruption, and then nobody goes to jail because of the illegal activities, all the corruption in the election, nobody has been put in jail. Can you tell me somebody who's in jail right now because they did illegal voting or counted the ballots the wrong way or produced illegal ballots? No.
Well, Derby, you and I both
know
that the Marxist media keeps saying that the courts ruled against Trump. The courts ruled against Trump. The election of 2020 was not stolen. Listen, out of the 67 cases that was filed by Trump and others on behalf of the Trump Organization for the election, the courts heard zip zero, none of those cases. Ruled that there was not proper standing because, after all, no one had been at that point yet hurt and therefore they were not heard. So the courts never heard the cases. It never got beyond the local court door, if you please. It never got to the appeals court. Those cases never got to the Supreme Court. And, Derby, the reason I'm so passionate about it, because if we lose our constitutional republic, we lose our Bill of Rights, and if we lose our Bill of Rights, there's no such thing as faith, family, and freedom in America. Every Christian, every church, every pastor, every citizen needs to be concerned about the trajectory and the direction that we're headed in, and we need to even now start praying and asking God to intervene and deliver us as he did in 2016. Derby, we need to keep praying, keep looking up, and I'm thankful for your call. Thank you so much. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. Alarm sounded over the Biden administration's pattern of unlawful overreach. Now, here's a president. Here's a Democratic Party that's saying that if Trump is reelected, he's going to destroy our democracy. And yet we're looking at article after article after article after article, and I could say article infinitum, where the Biden administration is breaking every rule, every regulation, every law, and yet it's being done. Alarm sounded over Biden's pattern of unlawful overreach. One of Joe Biden's strategies to remake America. Now, remake America is simultaneously the same as saying fundamentally change America, which is the Barack Hussein Obama's rhetoric. Joe Biden's strategy to remake America is his pro-abortion, pro-electric vehicle, pro-transgender ideology has been simply to redefine words and rewrite rules. Those processes avoid the need to get something approved by Congress. In other words, he circumvents everything in Congress. He just by fiat, by executive order, says we're going to do it. He realizes that it will take 2 years or more for the Supreme Court to rule against him on any of his executive orders. Biden's maneuvers, the reports, are being used to achieve political ends. The article states, does Joe Biden unlawfully overreach his authority? The answer is yes. It goes on to name those another unlawful and overreaching regulation. As the coalition pointed out, the agency didn't have the authority to do what it's doing. He said the courts and the Congress both need to work on reuniting, and changing the overreaching executive. We have to realize we're in a battle. This is not a civil debate. These folks don't care about the norms. They don't care about the rules and the rule of law. We're in a pitched battle, and we need everybody to help if we're going to win the battle, this writer says. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a headline. RS accused of revenge targeting conservative groups that exposed the Biden administration's nominees. Ladies and gentlemen, the RS now, armed agency, the RS now with Gestapo-style weapons and armed agents to go out and enforce the new rules and the regulations of the Biden administration. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned about the three-letter agencies, the DOJ, the FBI, and the IRS, being in full control of the people rather than we the people being in control. Again, I say to you, I believe it's time Christians pray and ask God to forgive us of our sins, that we seek God's face, ask God to heal our land. The only hope we have as Americans, ladies and gentlemen, only hope we have as Christians, only hope we have as conservatives in America is to turn back to God. I'm looking at a headline. Former CIA director Patriot Americans are actually terrorists. Now, in comparison and in contrast to what Joe Biden says about Donald J. Trump, that he's a danger to our democracy, ladies and gentlemen, under the Biden administration, we're being watched and censored and traced and tracked every place we go, what we drive, what we buy, what we do with our time, etc. Censorship by big tech and social media on every text message, every call, every email that is going out, ladies and gentlemen. The article reads, former CIA director Patriot Americans are actually terrorists. One side of the social media image shows a woman holding a flag and a Bible and a gun. The other shows a jihadi holding a rifle and a Quran. A former government official, Michael Hayden, a veteran of the CIA operations, says there's no difference. Hear me, what he's saying, there's no difference in the jihadists holding a rifle and a Quran and a Christian holding a flag and a Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, when a real declension in America, when we say that somehow, some way, Donald J. Trump is a threat to democracy and Joe Biden is a benefit to the American system. I'm looking at a headline, White House secret surveillance program breaks all the laws. We're simply entering the age of no privacy, where everyone is open to surveillance at all times, where there are no secrets from the government. The government wants us to believe that we have nothing to fear from its mass spying programs as long as we're doing nothing wrong. Do you believe that? The article reads, it doesn't matter whether you obey the law. The government's definition of a bad guy is extraordinarily broad, and it results in the warrantless surveillance of innocent, law-abiding Americans on a staggering scale. And it goes on to talk about how the Joe Biden administration now is using big tech, using all of the telephone operating systems, using all of the social media systems to watch, to track, to trace, and to censor every Christian, every conservative, every patriotic American on the face of the earth today. Headline says, coming after you, DOJ takes targeting of Trump supporters to an unnerving level. The Department of Justice has long put a bullseye on President Donald Trump and those who support him. His advocates called MAGA extremists, even terrorists. If they protest abortion, they're targeted by SWAT teams from the FBI. If they challenge false COVID claims, their voices are suppressed on social media. If they doubt the 2020 election because of Democrat involvement in the election, they're called insurrectionists. But now, documents show that Jack Smith, the special counsel, trying to make a case of Trump that he is a criminal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the Isaiah 5:20 coming about, where right is called wrong, wrong is called right, day is called night, night is called day. We're watching an inversion of the truth system in America. And I'm looking at another headline. The satanic roots of the left are all out at war against Christian Americans. America was founded on an explicitly Christian nation, and for many generations remained the freest, most prosperous, powerful Christian country on the face of the earth. Yet today, America is disintegrating. Indeed, it is on the very brink of destruction. How can this possibly have happened? And more importantly, can America be delivered today? Ladies and gentlemen, I think that it's time every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, I think that it's time that we listen up, stand up, and understand what is happening. 2 Chronicles 7:14 comes to mind. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. Ladies and gentlemen, our homes need healing. Our churches need healing. Our nation needs healing. And the only answer for that healing is to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM.